God's servant, the prophet Hosea, has often been described as the prophet for Israel's zero hour. We might say that the nation of Israel had reached a crossroads. Either go through with God, turn from your sin and go through with God, or turn the other direction, go your own way, and head for death and destruction. God raised up Hosea, the prophet for Israel's zero hour, a man who called Israel to faith and to repentance and to get right with God. Now, the thing about Hosea was, Hosea could identify with the heart of God in a way that perhaps no other prophet before or after could have. God called Hosea to marry a former prostitute, a lady by the name of Gomer. And the tragedy was that after they were married, Gomer went back to her old trade and proved to be so unfaithful to her loving husband, Hosea. And rather than cast her off, rather than inflict the penalty of the law, God called Hosea to go after her and to win her and to woo her and to draw her, as it were, with the cords of love. And in God doing that and calling Hosea to do that, Hosea began to realize more and more the burdened heart of God for his people. The children of Israel had committed spiritual adultery. They had turned their back on God. They had committed whoredoms, the Bible said. They had turned to many lovers and they had broken the heart of God. And yet God was still merciful. I think if we're honest, our land and nation is in a similar position to the people of Hosea's day and generation. And even the church of Jesus Christ visibly is like a prodigal church in a prodigal world. And yet such is the love in the heart of God that he calls us to faith, he calls us to repentance, he invites us to come back for cleansing and for forgiveness. Failure does not need to be final. In Hosea 14:4, God says, I will heal their backslidings, I will love them freely. And maybe one of the key verses in the prophecy of Hosea, in a sense, is a harvest verse, a verse promising revival. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. In this text of scripture, we have the law of the harvest. Sow and reap. If you sow to yourselves in righteousness, God says you will reap in mercy. In other words, the Lord saying, if you live right before me and you live righteously and you amend your ways and you do the things that I've asked you to do in my word with a right heart attitude and you sow in righteousness, he says, you will reap a harvest of mercy. He encourages them to break up their fallow ground. Now, what is fallow ground? Fallow ground is ground that was once productive, but through neglect has become unproductive. It's become hard, it's become barren, it's become dry, it's maybe full of winds and weeds, and it needs to be broken up. The plough needs to be pulled through it. Maybe the rotavator needs to be employed as well, and all of the stones and all of the hardness removed, and the ground tilled, and the weeds and the thorns and the thistles and the briars, representative of sin, taken away and burned, so that the ground might once again become fruitful. It's really a picture of the heart of the backslider, somebody who once walked with God, who knew the Lord, who was fruitful and productive in the Lord's service. Maybe that's you today, and your heart has become dry, hard, fallow, and you're not in the place with God today that you were maybe a number of years ago. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. In our day and generation, with all of the moral landslide, is it not time that God's people really turn to seeking the Lord again? And God promises to the children of Israel, if you sow in righteousness, you'll reap in mercy. If you break up your fallow ground and you really seek the Lord, God says, I will come and rain righteousness upon you. Don't we long for the showers of blessing? Don't we long for a spiritual harvest? Christian, let's fulfill the conditions. and then it's up to the Lord to do the rest. It's ours to sow in righteousness. It's ours to break up the fallow ground. It's ours to seek first the kingdom of God and to seek the face of God in prayer. And we trust and pray that God will indeed come and rain righteousness upon you, and that this barren land of ours might become a fruitful field under God. May God richly bless you and encourage you in these days. Look after yourselves, stay safe, and hopefully we will see you again soon. Bye-bye.